And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to talk about pizza with the kids. What do you mean? Well, we had pizza last night. I got to share about that. Plus, we're going to do a DDD, devotional diamond of the day, called Freak Out. Yeah. Also, timing in the Lord, always good. And then maybe some bad jokes and perhaps reviewing a cool meal.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome always to give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Couple things you got to remember. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. All right? Any topic is open for conversation because this show, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to say excellent job to the entire crew yesterday for our first show, Wonder Julie. Now, see, I asked her.
Wonder Julie.
Wonder Julie. Exactly. I just trying to figure out, you know, what did you want me to call you? Wonderful? Do you want me to? Because it was actually kind of after Wonder Woman, so my wife and I came up with that. So we got Wonder. Wonder Julie. So that's what we're going to go with. Excellent job on all the ins and outs. Everything done perfectly. Everybody did a great job. Jennifer did a great job. Tiffany did a great job. We're really thankful to Don for giving us the opportunity. And then we had an enormous amount of people listen to the show. The podcast got up right away. We had a bunch of people listen to the podcast, a bunch of people reach out to us, and we were blessed. So I just want to say, really, I know it's hard to believe this in this opening, but I was really humbled.
Well, you must have done well as well, because here you are again today.
I am here today. I did have to pass a security test to get in. They wanted to make sure, but we just kind of pushed through that. So let me tell you what happened before we get into any of our other stuff. Keep in mind the show, completely unique format. It's a call-in format. We pray for people. People can share testimonies. You're welcome to give comments. You want to try and speak life. That's kind of the goal. And the idea is you can call here at the station at 9. I don't even know how to operate this board. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. If you want to know who I am, me too. And I'll find out when the Lord calls us all. Hopefully that's a sooner than later deal, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people that can appreciate that. There are times where if the idea of the rapture were to take place right this second, we'd all be like, okay. And then there's other times where you think, more stuff to do. Two things I want to bring up. First and foremost, I just want to give another shout out to John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Had a chance to talk to him today. He listened to the show and he enjoyed it, which is good because it's really tough to sponsor something you don't like. If you go to theblessedroofingcompany.com, that's their website. And by the way, their phone number, 469-BLESSED. See, so if you're driving, and instead of writing this down like on your hand or trying to text or something, 469-BLESSED. Yeah, see, that's their whole phone number. There you go. The Blessed Roofing Company, our first sponsor, and I'm really excited stopping by there tomorrow to talk to them. Plus, we've got three other sponsors that we're working with. Just so you can know, we're only taking 10 to 12 sponsors total. That's it. That's all we're going to do. Second, tonight, I think it's tonight. I think I got to double check. It's Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Tiffany Jones has her show CIA, which is Churches in Action, and she's going to have an opportunity to interview me. I never get interviewed. I do a lot of interviewing. I've done 1,000 interviews. I've been interviewed only about 10 times. She does a great job. We talk about a lot of different stuff. And if you want to get ready to get really sick about getting to know me, this is a great opportunity. But it is an excellent job. She does a really smooth job of walking it through from start to finish, just getting that overall sense of who I am. And it does take quite a bit to kind of figure me out. I've been a Christian for 40 years. I'm 57 years old. I'm still working on it. But one thing I have figured out, being a Christian for 40 years, it dawned on me that the amount of time I've been a Christian is the same amount of time that Israel was in the wilderness. You don't really think of it in long terms that way, but it's really long. Like, really long. Longer than you think. Anyway, check their show out at 6:30 on Tuesdays. Also, 1:30 on Sundays. That's Tiffany, CIA Churches in Action. Big shout out to her. And as well, everybody who was there and supporting us the other day. So let's talk about what happened last night. So I got home, and I got lost on the way home because I'm still learning traffic. So I'm coming from California about a year and a half ago. Didn't have to go to too many places in the downtown Dallas area. I was coming home from where the studio is, and I kind of got lost, and I've done this like 3 times already because I'm really challenged geographically. I get home, and my son sends me a nice little email, a nice little text, I mean, and asked me to go out to dinner. And so I'm like, oh, awesome. So my wife was coming off of work. She meets us there. They pick me up, and we go out, and we go to one of our favorite pizza places, a little more expensive than the normal, you know, pizza, the normal $3 pizza. So it was real good, except the pizza that my wife and I decided to split was a vegetable pizza. Now, there's a lot of people that like vegetable pizzas. I like vegetable pizzas, just with meat. And so in this case, there wasn't any. So I just want to say thank you to my wife, love of my life. Thank you for having me get a vegetable pizza. And if we ever do that again, I'm taking a long walk off a short pier. But that wasn't the thing that got me. The thing that got me was this. And tell me if you can relate, especially if you're a little older. My son called me up and wanted to go out to dinner. Nothing weird there. They paid for the check. I'm looking over my back shoulder. You're thinking, why did you look over your back shoulder? Are you a parent of an older child? I'm thinking the apocalypse is 3 minutes away because my son is offering to pay for my dinner. I mean, how often do your kids pay for your dinner? It's like, it was a great blessing. It was a lot of fun, but the pizza was lousy. That's just the facts. I can't do anything about that. A couple things I want to cover real fast. We're going to do a DDD in a little bit called Freak Out. We're going to do that after our break. But I do want to cover a little bit on politics. Some people had some questions like, okay, well, what's the political deal, Dave? Because you say you don't like really talking about politics all that much. It is a big part of life. It is a big part of culture. So I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you. You're sitting there and you're like, you're on a conservative Christian radio station, so we know where you're politics are coming. No, you know. But here's what I'm going to tell you. As a Christian, Bible-believing, born-again Christian who believes that everything between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 is the Word of God, 66 books, 735,000 words, okay? 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. As a Christian, I will tell you right now that I do not head left or right. I am top center. You think, what? Top center. You're thinking, what is that? Well, if you remember Joshua, he was the guy that took over for Mo. Now, for those that don't know, in the Yiddish and Jewish culture, we use just the abbreviations and name quite a bit. So you're hearing me call Moses Mo. So here's Mo, and Mo has turned over the people of God to Josh, and Josh is getting ready to have his battle at Jericho. And what happens? But he meets an angel of the Lord, and Joshua, now watch this, the leader of the army of the people of God. I mean, you couldn't get any more chosen than Israel. God had just walked them out of Egypt, put his anointing on them, opened up the sea. Here they were going into one of their first conquests. Joshua meets the angel, and what's the first thing that Joshua says to the angel? He says, "Are you for us or our enemy?" And what does the commanding angel of the army of the Lord say? "Neither. I am in the Lord's army." And so in our minds, we're like, we got to be left. We got to be right. Listen, if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you had better be top center first. You better don't tell me about this and don't tell me about that. I've had discussions with people where they're like, well, without America, Christianity wouldn't. Hey, without America, Christianity was around for 1,776 years. Get it? In other words, it didn't start in America. You're just going to have to deal with that reality. I love America. Greatest country I've ever been to, and I've actually been to about 8 different countries. But it's the greatest country I've ever been to. I love it here. It's wonderful compared to other places. Incredible. But God is not beholden to America, as he is the creator of the universe. And let me make sure you understand what it means in the Hebrew, and then again in the Greek when it talks about the universe. You're thinking in your mind one universe. It's actually the multiverse. You're thinking, what? You see, God's in charge of all of it. And when King David said, well, if I do this, will the people do this? And God said, yes. And then he said, well, if I do this, will the people do this? And then God said, yes. God knew what would take place no matter what the actions David was going to take, which means that God was in charge and knowledgeable of all of the possible outcomes, which means it's not a universe but a multiverse that he controls. Ooh, interesting. Yeah, we'll talk about the Hebrew and Greek and that later. Here's the bottom line. I want you to be committed to where you believe the Lord has brought you in your convictions. And you should never change that. You don't change that. But you never, ever make a decision to build man's kingdom above God's kingdom, ever. You never put your political position above the weight of the gospel that has freed millions of people so that they can walk with God, love with God, love other people, and represent Jesus Christ. Don't ever do that. The truth and the reality is, as you hear this show, you'll see I lean right, I'm more conservative, but top center first. And it should always be that way for every Bible-believing Christian that exists. Because isn't it about God and his kingdom first? All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We'll be right back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
It's because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back. Oh, welcome back, folks. We're so glad to have you here. It's like having you in my living room, only my living room is really big and we don't have enough couch space. So, you know, you can sit, like, on the floor, or, like, there's a big table behind us. Anyway, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770 Christian Station here in Texas. Some of you people are out there going, what did KAAM do? What are they thinking? If you think that's bad, wait till we get into this DDD. You got to tell you right now. You're welcome to call the show, 972-445-0770. It's a live show. What does that mean? Well, we hope it's full of life, but it's also live. Why? I like live. Live is more interesting. It's more like on the edge. It's more like you got to get it right. And if you get it wrong, you got to go, oops, I got it wrong. It's all that. It's all of that and more. Anyway, we're going to get ready to do our DDD. If you want to call, you're welcome to 972-445-0770. For those that are still trying to figure a little bit of what the show is, the idea is to challenge and to help us walk closer with the Lord. Obviously, we're not looking at Christian living like Charles Stanley, Dr. Stanley does, Dr. Dobson, Andrew Womack, some of the different teachers. We're actually looking at the show like life as a Christian. And what does that mean? And this DDD is going to kind of set that up for you. So I'm going to turn it over to Wonder Julie for our intro. And our intro. Aww. That's right, freak out. That's right. You're thinking, why in the world is that on a Christian? Okay, relax. Freak out. This is why we're talking about life as a Christian. Okay? This is what it is, just so you can know. Okay? Life as a Christian. People that freak out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about people that look like they're going to blow a blood vessel in the top of their foreheads. They can often be called overzealous, which is jealous with a Z. Overzealous. In the Greek, in Galatians 4:18, it says this: nevertheless, it is good to be zealous if it serves a noble purpose at any time and not only when I'm with you. That word zealous is zelu. It's an onomatic poetic word. That's something you're not going to hear every day. It's an onomatopoetic word. It is imitating the sound of boiling water. Now, I want you to think about boiling water. You got water and tot, 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 and then it goes bing, right? You got to watch for when it boils, because when it boils, what can it do? It can spill over. How would I know that? I happen to be a recipient of macaroni and cheese on a regular basis. That's how I know that. And so zelo or zelou properly means to boil over or bubble over because it's so hot, to be boiling. To zelo is to be heated or to boil. Now, what is it usually over? Well, since I've been in Texas for a year and a half, I have figured out that for you guys, a lot of it is traffic. Traffic seems to be, in Texas, a very big deal because I guess it was easier in Texas before, and now it's harder in Texas, and it's getting harder, and it's getting worse. And this is a wee bit like some of the other states that I've been in where they think, well, we've got four lanes here, and we've got four lanes on the other side, and we've got so much traffic. Let's go into construction and build four more lanes on each side. But in the meantime, we'll take the four lanes and drop them to two. And everybody goes, wait, what? And so while that's going on, people freak out. Okay, that's the boiling over I'm talking about. Something that I freak out over quite a bit is scriptural knuckleheadedness. I have a problem with that. That's the person that gets up either if it's not a preacher, if it's not a teacher, if it's some false prophet on cable news, which just tells you what I think of that. Don't forget, CNN, Christians not necessary. Anyway, so if it's some person on there and they say instead of the love of money is the root of all evil, they just go, money is the root of all evil. And they leave out the love of part. Or they start misquoting scriptures or do stuff like that. It drives me bonkers. It's just like, you're killing me here. Can't you just read the book? I mean, it's not that hard, you know? See Dick run. See Jane run. See Dick fall down. See Jane laugh. It's not that hard. And not just that, but sometimes I'll go a little bonkers, and I bet you do too, over finances. Because you look at the end of the day, and you look at your checking account, and you're thankful for what you got, but you're really wishing that you could pay the bills, make sure you do the right thing by honoring the Lord with your gifts, and then you have something left over other than for Top Ramen. That's what you're looking for. And for those that are sports fanatics, let's just take a deep breath there. As I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, and was an exceedingly, and am still, an exceedingly large Detroit Red Wing fan, being in the season tickets, my family's had season tickets to the Red Wings since 1954. And watching the last 2 years be the worst year ever, boiling over. That's a good word. That's a good word for it. Also, things that make us boil over, politics, right? Like, it doesn't matter what side you're on. It doesn't matter. If you are a conservative and you're looking at things, when the other side gets a win, you don't like it. It's like, it gets you mad. And I talked to somebody recently who they're not even operating in ministry because they're so frustrated about all the things that are going on in the world. That's way too much boiling over. And it's too much. How about bad entertainment? Like if you go to pay for a movie or pay for something that's terrible, or even a bad meal. That drives me crazy. I don't mind spending the money for a meal if it's good, but if it's lousy, help me. It's terrible. But this is not a new phenomena, boiling over. Acts chapter 22, verse 23 says, then they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust in the air. Can you imagine that? And they rip off their clothes. They're throwing dust in the air. It's like, man, that dude is having a breakdown. Or in Acts 7:54, when they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth in him. Like, wow. Wow. Medicine. That's what I'm thinking. So in understanding this, how do I approach this as a Christian? What do I do? You know what you do? You stop. Stop it. Stop intaking and concentrating on all the stuff that's making you go bonkers. Stop focusing on everything that's driving you nutty, right? If you need to have nuts in your diet, have a payday, all right? If you need something that's like, sweet or something, fine. Have a peanut butter parfait. Have something like that. But you don't need to just intake all this negative, yucky, blah stuff. Stop it. Take a deep breath. That's number two. Stop letting all this stuff get to you. Take a deep breath. Let me ask you this real quickly, just so we can be together on this. Is God freaking out? We talked about this yesterday. No. Is God worried? No. Is God in charge? Yes. Maybe we can connect there. We need to stop letting all this stuff get to us and breathe. I'm going to drive home from this studio, and it's going to be an hour drive, and I'm going to do really good for the first 15 or 20 minutes. And then I'm going to go, oh, did you have to do that? Oh, hey, can you get off your phone while you're moving over from the lane? Right? So I am purposely going to put in worship music prior so that I could just be a little less easily boiled over. I'm going to do something to help my spiritual man do better. I don't want to feed my flesh man. I feed my flesh man enough. The third thing I think, besides stopping and breathing, is praying. Nothing shuts down the bizarreness of the universe faster than you spending time in prayer. I'm not talking about doing repetition prayer. You want to do repetition prayer? Go ahead. I don't care. I'm talking about, you know, Dad, I got some issues here and I need your help. And I need you to guide me, and I need you to strengthen me. I need that peace that passes all understanding. I need to get my mind and heart focused on the things that your scripture tells me to, Philippians 4, 5, 6, and 7. It's like we need to get connected to God. You know, somebody said something to me that I think is really worth repeating, and that is when you're mad at somebody, you know what you ought to do? You ought to pray for them. Not pray that God will sick them with wolves. Okay, we stop that. Pray that God will help them, bless them, guide them, not to see the errors of their way according to your standard. Just pray that the Lord grants them favor and guides them and is with them. That's that loving your enemy thing, you know, that whole thing that Jesus said. That's real. You can do that with the Lord. And you got to do this other thing. You got to be calm and go forward. Don't go backwards. One great piece of advice I want to give you is don't walk down the middle of Main Street looking backwards and trying to go forwards, because somebody's going to hit you and you're not even going to see it coming. See, that's what you don't want to do, right? So instead of getting boiled over, let's get the Holy Spirit filling up in our process, in our lives. Instead of, you know, going through the freak out, let's go through the calm down. Take a deep breath. Pray. Go forward and love your neighbors and love your enemies, because that's what the Lord tells us to do. All right? Okay. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2. On God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, see? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up, they're louder.
I have saved the best for the last, because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Our phone number, 972-445-0770. I am going to be, now let's see, tomorrow or Thursday, giving away one of our first prizes. It is an invisible football. That's right, an invisible football. I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to make fun of somebody who I used to work with when I mentioned the invisible hockey puck, and they actually stood up from their seat to see it on my desk. Okay. Did you get that? Okay, got to be quick. So we're going to be giving away a couple of invisible footballs. What's really great about them is they fit into any pocket, and you can take them with you wherever you go. Fantastic. We are going to be getting into a discussion here on the timing of the Lord. Before I do, I do want to say that if you're tuning into the show and you're just looking for straight entertainment, that's not going to happen. If you're looking for straight Bible teaching, that's not going to happen. If you're looking for encouragement, man, I hope that happens. That's one of our goals. But we're going to do our best to advance the kingdom of God in the capacity that the Lord has set before us, as I suggest we all do. And to that end, I think it's time for me to tell a joke that I didn't tell yesterday. Thank you. What has that got to do with the kingdom of God? Nothing, but it's a funny joke. It reminds me of my mom, and she passed on, so I like telling the joke. All right, Irving. Irving, see if you can tell where we're going already. Irving and Hetty were planning a holiday. As usual, they ended up arguing about where they were going to go, and they decided to go to Hawaii. It's Hawaii, I'm telling you, Hetty said, and it's not Hawaii. And Irving said, oh, I never knew somebody so stubborn in all my life. It's not Hawaii, it's Hawaii, Irving said. So they went on, and they kept arguing until they got to the plane. They got on the plane, they argued the entire way on the plane. They got off the plane and they asked a porter. Now that we're on that island, hey, Mr. Porter, you can settle this argument between me and my wife. Is it Hawaii or Hawaii? This is Hawaii,
the porter replied.
Ha! 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 Irving said, ha! See? Didn't I tell you never to argue with me? I'm always right. And just as they began to walk away, Irving gave the porter a hearty thank you. And the porter responded, you're welcome. Okay. If you don't get it, I can't help you. Some things I can do, some things I can't. There you go. You're welcome. There's, you know what the saddest part is? I have like 10,000 of those, just so you can know. And if you don't know where to get them, just read The Joys of Yiddish. That's really where a lot of those come from. Let's talk about one of the greatest unspoken truths of all. We mentioned this yesterday, and it is applicable to you right now. Ready? Ready? I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words that if you would hold on to them, they would help your life be less full of grief and struggle. There you go. Ready? God's timing is perfect always. God's timing is perfect. Always. While there's some of you, and myself included, that sometimes like to think of God as the 11th hour, moving it kind of slow, answer me kind of at a kind of a pace I would not prefer kind of being, let me assure you through the truth of Scripture. Now watch this. In Exodus 19:1, listen to what it says. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day they came to the desert of Sinai. Now hold on. You're thinking, well, what does that got to do with anything? Watch this. Exodus 12, 40 through 41. Now, the length of time that the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. Okay, listen to me. The length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Now, I want you to catch that. Sometimes we read Scripture and we go, huh? And that's because we're reading and we're processing and we're already thinking about lunch while the pastor's halfway through the sermon. Slow down. To the very day that God promised, 430 years to the day, exactly as God had declared, Israel left Egypt. God's timing was so perfect, and God's timing is so perfect, and God's timing will always be so perfect that an entire nation of people, do you imagine? You're not talking about 30 or 40 people in a room. You're talking about a whole country. All to the exact day, left exactly on the day that God wanted them to leave. I mean, you just got to admit, and over a 430 year span. Now, America is, you know, 200 and some odd. I mean, this is almost twice as long as America's been around. Listen, and he kept it exactly to the day. That's how perfect the timing of God is. Now, let's think about that in maybe a little bit more of a personal application. Because God, by the way, has never been late. Not once. Personal application. Lord, I just ask you to take care of this need for me. And I ask you to do this. And we just bless you and lift this up in the name of Jesus. Thank you. And a week goes by, we're like, Lord, apparently you lost your watch, and I'm here to remind you, because apparently you didn't hear me the first time, that I need to get this done here now. And then it gets a little more desperate for you, and you go, Lord, don't you care? See how we are? And you think, well, pew, Christians don't do that. Every day. I talk to Christians every day. I've had the privilege of talking to thousands upon thousands of believers all the time. Instead of going, he knows exactly what's going on. He's got a perfect process here. It's all right in play. We're like, wait a second. And the Lord's up there like going, no, you wait a second. Because we want to tell God when to do it. And it's unfortunate because patience is something that a doctor has, but it's also a character that God wants you to have. You got to be patient. You got to trust in his timing. Here's the question. It's an honest question. You don't have to answer to me. I don't have anything. I got nothing. All I am is a brother in the Lord. Do you trust God's timing? That's an honest question. Do you trust God's timing? So I'm going to share with you an experience I had with a sponsor that was on my old show. His name is Sam Rasool. Sam, you're not going to use Sam. I mean, Sam's a real estate agent in San Diego. So unless you're going to San Diego, probably not going to happen. Okay, I'm just saying. So anyway, I mentioned this before. Sam, he's just such a phenomenal guy. And we give a 90-day opportunity. If somebody decides after 90 days they want to advertise or sponsor the show, we just, you know, release them, say bless you, and whatever we can do to help. And he would met with me. We interviewed, and he had my personal phone. I said, if anything happens, let me know. He said, yeah, nothing's happened. It'll be 90 days on Sunday, and we're gonna stop sponsoring. I'm like, no problem. I just pray the Lord bless you and guide you in everything you're doing. That's the way you're supposed to do business. And he texted me Saturday night and got a sale over the weekend, and said, no, I'm gonna stay. Which is like a good idea, because the Lord did that in a perfect night. But you would think, oh, well, that's just one of those flukes. Sam was then with me, just so you can know, I'm just kind of letting you know. Sam was then with me for years and years afterwards. And to tell you how far it went, Sam threw – what he would do is he would take – I'm not kidding. He would take 25% of his commission. 25%. Not 10%, not 20%, 25%. And he would give that to whatever ministry the person wanted that he was doing business with. And Sam was like, what a great guy, right? Through the work or the things that he sold through the show, he was able to help build a church in a foreign country just through his donations that he gave through people telling him, asking him to direct it in a certain place. The timing of it all, if you were a member in that church in that foreign country, I would tell you the name of the actual city. It's from one of my friends, Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries, but I can't even pronounce it. But I'm really bad with that stuff. And he was sharing the testimony, and Sam's Giving had created that. Well, if you were a member of that church in that country, wouldn't you think the timing was just perfect and everything was perfect? And just imagine that the Lord knew what would happen, and it took a 3-year ramp up for Sam to have that amount of sales in a certain amount of time and give in that certain direction. And he got that all in a really short period of time that he was able to contribute once this need became alive. If anything would have happened prior, or if anything would have happened after, it wouldn't have been as perfect a timing. And this is the testimony of the Lord, that he sets it up so that it's so perfect, you go, that could only have been God. Have you ever noticed when it all comes together, how you backtrack and go, only God could have done that? You want to know why you say that? Because it's true. Because only God could have pulled it off. Because only the Lord in his perfect timing could bring you to, through, around, towards, or away from what he wants his way. And he does it right every time. Wow. Praise his name. That's awesome. All right, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station, here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer, or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam, you've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Am I not saved? Am I saved one day? I'm not saved the next day? Am I kind of saved? Am I kind of not saved? How come I don't feel saved? I feel saved. Now I don't feel saved. And why are tacos going up? Those are the questions you're asking.
Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box.
The David Spoon Experience.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM. What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah. A couple things I do want to let you know. Thank you to my good friend Noah. He reminded me today is National Poultry Day. National Poultry Day, which I think has to do with chickens. I think. Now, I don't know if that – I know that now it probably does. I just don't know if it did before qualify for McNuggets or not. But I didn't care because I like the mustard sauce with the nuggets, and I would dip them in. And my wife likes the sweet and sour sauce. But I like that spicy mustard sauce. And I didn't care if they were real chicken or not. It was good enough to me. That came out right about the time. I think the McRib wasn't that far after. And it was just like, yep, I'm one of those terrible people. And it's like, you eat all that terrible food? Yes. And you're going to say, well, now why you do that? Don't you know that that's bad? Well, there's two reasons or two philosophies I'm going to use on that to respond. But I don't encourage anybody to eat bad food ever. No matter what it is, don't do it. There's two reasons that I do it, though. One, if it kills me sooner, then I go to see the Lord sooner. Okay, so I'm good with that. And two, if I'm supposed to live to 88 and I live to 86 and 3/4 and die a year and a quarter earlier, but enjoy my 80 plus years, okay, I'm good for that. I just look at that differently. I'm not trying to get anybody mad or, well, that's not right. You shouldn't tell children that. I didn't tell my children that. They figured that out all by themselves. That's all I can say. Let's do a couple of quick jokes just to get your brain going, and then we're going to wind down with a word. I do want to let you know it's amazing to me. We were just talking about timing. And I had what is difficult to explain to you is 5 weeks ago tomorrow, essentially. 5 weeks ago, there was no radio show. There was nothing. Zero. All of this came about in Texas within less than 5 weeks. And it's like, you're just like, what? And if you knew how long it took to typically get something going and get your – the first time around I did this, it took months and months. And this is like 5 weeks later, I'm out there. Okay. And we just feel like the Lord is doing it. And he gave us a couple of verses as we were worshiping and praying. We felt like the Lord really laid upon our heart that there'd be people that support us. And, you know, lo and behold, people have just poured out the support. And it's greatly appreciated. And we hope that this is all a blessing. Everything that we're done, when we're done with this whole show, the one thing I hope that people are able to say is, yeah, that was fun. That was a blessing. Good enough. That'll work for me. All right. One of the most famous Christian jokes of all time is a classic one, and it is this one. What is the golden rule in the animal kingdom? What is the golden rule? By the way, you will have an opportunity in the future to call and tell us your best joke, as long as it's clean. You'll be calling the station, 972-445-0770. I got to check that every time because I keep thinking, oh, what about the main line? Anyway, what is the golden rule in the animal kingdom? Ready? Here's the golden rule. Do unto otters as you would have them do to you. There you go. That's right. Why was Goliath surprised when David hit him with a rock? The thought had never entered his mind before. See? Okay. Let's see. Yeah, that's not that funny. What was the secret of Delilah getting into Samson's house? She picked his locks. Nah, that's okay. And then what day of the week was the best for Israel to cook manna? Friday, F-R-Y, Friday. Okay, we'll just move that to the, I know when I get home, I'm going to hear that. Like, that was terrible. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, let's discuss this just real quickly. I want to make sure that you understand this one thing. I am really not geared towards moments and movements in the kingdom. In this sense, let me rephrase it. I think that the word of God is established. The biggest thing you'll hear me say on this show is I think that if God can create the universe, he better be able to write a book. Okay? This is not deep logic. I've heard people go, well, it's been translated by this person and then this person and this happened and this translation had these kind of people, so those translations aren't any good. First of all people we know go back to Adam and Eve who were sinners. So everything comes from them downward, no matter what person, right? No matter what person we're talking about. So I want you to understand that, because in that process with the Word of God, the Word of God is not something that the Lord put together, then left, then went to Pluto and said, man, I hope they figure it out. Yeah, I know that's deists think that. That's not what Scripture teaches at all. Although I'm with you always, even to the end of age, right? Not just in Matthew 28, but also in Matthew 1, where it says God is with us, his name Emmanuel. So Matthew 1, God is with us. Matthew 28, God is with us. But here's the key. If God can't write a book, he needs to get a publisher. He needs to come down to earth and get a publisher, because publishers are able to write a book and reproduce and do a great job. And what you're telling me is that God, who can create the universe by speech, doesn't have a capacity to preserve his word. And then your biggest concern is that if it's not this particular version, it's no good, because... why? Because the other versions have also been used to lead millions of people to Christ, so that's a bad thing? That's like saying, well, Matthew is a better gospel than Mark, and Mark's a better gospel than John. And it's like, okay, sure. You can have favorites, you just can't really say this is a better gospel than this, because they're God's gospels. They're his message. And if God can create the universe, he better write a book, or you're serving the wrong God. I don't care how close to Christianity you think it can come. Your God had best be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who can write a book. Oh, but you don't understand. Man, I don't want to hear one thing. Man, if it wasn't for God, the planet would have blown up 20 times. I mean, come on. He's just being silly. So the idea to understand that God has the capacity to write a book. Now, if somebody uses that book and comes to a different genuine conclusion, and it's different than mine eschatologically, which has to do with the end times, or ecclesiology, which has to do with church, that's fine. That's not my big concern. My big concern are people that are trying to take the Bible and make it hate speech. If you think that's new, it's been going on for about 30 years, in legislative bodies throughout the world. You can't even say certain parts of the Bible in England now without going to jail. It's like, that's making it hate speech. You say, well, that's England and we're America.
Right.
We're the child of England. You understand that, right? I mean, you get that, right? We kind of came out of them kind of theory there. And if you really want to be technical, it's Greece is the grandfather, Rome is the father, and America is the son of Rome. But we'll talk about that some other time because that's a whole fun conversation for another time. I just want to make sure you understand the validity of the Word of God. If God can create the universe, the dude can write a book, period. And if you're having a hard time with that, get over it. Because you're still going to give an account. He's given the message. It's clear. There are different elements that you can come to in certain regards. But one thing is amazing about those 40 different authors from all the different backgrounds, the 66 books covering almost 3,000 years, and that is they all point to Jesus. You don't like that? Oh, well. If you don't like it, you can argue with God when you die and you face him, because you will die and face him, and that will happen. And the reason is, oh, that sounds really mean. I thought you were just being a nice guy. I never said I was a nice guy. Did I say that? I don't think I said I was a nice guy. I said I was going to speak the truth, be honest about it. Look, that book goes this way. Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, love God. That's what this book does. And you think, wow, what? And we're going to get in tomorrow about something that'll blow your mind. Ready? God took the clay, the dirt, and did what? He breathed into it, and there was life. There was mankind. Funny how 2 Timothy 3:16 says the word of God is God breathed. The same breath that went into the word went into Adam. It's God's breath. Uh-oh! That's a challenge, isn't it? It should be fun. Okay, a couple of things to keep in mind. You can reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. You can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience or David Spoon. You can go to the website, davidspoon.com. We are looking at doing YouTube Live. I haven't told anybody that yet, but we're kind of putting that together. We hope that you have a fantastic rest of the day. It's been a privilege to talk to you, and we hope you join us tomorrow. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Look forward to it. Take care and God bless.